brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Thursday, March the 13th, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Good morning, North State. It's Thursday morning. It's always beautiful on Thursday morning.
It's right, because here comes Trish, comes rolling in here all perky.
I'm just ready.
Just ready. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott. She got back yesterday afternoon. And let's start off with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with what's happening in the market, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 35 points at 16,375, while the NASDAQ's up 11 at 4,334. And the S&P 500, well, it's up about 4 points at 1,871. Oil's down 29 cents at $97.70 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.67%. Gold's down $2.50 this morning at $1,368, while silver's up 35 cents at $21.17 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Goldman Sachs is up $1.20 at $170.98. Apple's up $1.32 at $538, while 3M is up 60 cents at $133.11. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors. For
hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-0908 right here on KCNR. You know what? You want people that are following it and that you know, and we're introducing each one of our Wells Fargo advisors, and Josh was last week or this week. You know, really an interesting guy.
Nice. He's been around here.
It is. And when you do that, then you get a chance.
And then run.
Yeah, then people get a chance then to talk to somebody they know. So you head on down to Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 243-756. They're people that really, really have your best interest at heart.
41 degrees in downtown Reading. Sunny with a high near 77 today. Partly cloudy with a low around 48 tonight. Mostly sunny with a high near 75 on Friday. Mostly clear with a low around 49 on Friday night. And sunny through the weekend. So it looks like we're going to have a nice weekend coming up. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, we want to talk about this charity raffle to help Trina Lee. She was, had a, and suffered from anorexia and then, had seizures and is, really is in a, almost in a comatose state, at her parents' house, and they've been taking care of her, and they need to, they're building a bathroom, you know, like for a bathtub where they can take care of her, and they're keeping her at home. I mean, this is not something that she's not gone into a home or anything like this. They're keeping their daughter at home, but they need some help building this bathroom. They're trying to raise $10,000. So what they're doing is, here is, you know, and how do you raise money in
Red? Sell guns.
In the North,
in the
North State, you raffle two guns. First prize is a Unico, Beretta. 12-gauge semi-automatic 26-inch barrel. Now, I've fired these before, and they are just absolutely beautiful. You can shoot them all day long, and they don't care, and they won't bash your
shoulder
in. That's right.
Good.
That's being donated by Bastiani Arms and can be seen at 2539 Larkspur, our friends down at Bastiani. And the second rifle, second prize, is a Ruger rifle that is, it's all different calibers, and it's offered in seven calibers, 100% American made, and this is, has an adjustable trigger on it, and it's been donated by Old West Gun and Loan, and you can see that at 568 North Market Street. They're only selling 1,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, good.
So
odds.
you got a shot at this one. So.
And the tickets are $10 a piece.
$10 a piece, and you can send a check or money order only. To the Katrina L. Tavares Special Needs Fund, or you can give somebody a call. I'm sure you can pick up the tickets down at either Bastiani's or Old West. This is a good cause here. Good fundraiser, good cause. Okay, today Mike Shiley will be here, and Mike is the lawyer for the marijuana groups.
Okay,
and, which he has not done before, and I know Mike. I know Mike, and this was, I can't wait to get him on. He is funny. And I tell you what, if you want a pit bull on your side, you're getting Mike Shively.
And he's the attorney that's representing the marijuana.
This is the way I understand it. But,
okay.
I hope he's here. I know he's busy doing a lot of things, but we've got him set up for 8 o'clock today.
Okay.
And we have a lot of other things going on today too, of course. But, the ruling, but no, I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to go to this one. The girl who sued her parents because she didn't want to listen to them. She didn't want to obey them. She didn't want to live under the rules in her house. Said, fine, you're 18, get out.
And she just left.
And she left. And she's done things before, like she is, you know, she's stayed out late. She's gotten drunk. I mean, before she was 18, she disobeyed her parents, and her parents said, and I'm not saying her parents was Pollyannas either, but they said, look, here are the rules. We don't want you dating this guy either. And, you know, you're living under our house. You know, we're paying the freight here. So she leaves and goes to live at her girlfriend's house, whose father just happens to be a
attorney.
Yeah. Who encourages her to sue her folks.
Yeah. She doesn't want to live with them. She doesn't want to follow their rules. She doesn't want to live by any of their lifestyle, but she wants them to pay for her to go to college and her upkeep.
Private
and
school wants to pay for her private school.
The whole thing. You carry the load and I get to do whatever I want to, but you have to pay for it.
There you
go. Court
said,
not so much, threw it out. I think that's great. Can't believe we've actually had a ruling that makes sense.
This obviously wasn't the Ninth Circuit.
They'll probably appeal to the Ninth Circuit. They'll overturn it.
No, because the judge just looked at her. He just said, "Are you kidding?" Plus, it didn't help her cause that she had left a voice message for her mother
that was really a ringer.
Yes. It was. I mean, you know, you think that Marines have a vocabulary?
Was the guy she was dating a Marine?
No, of course not. If she was dating a Marine, she would have been a much better person.
I was pleased to see that ruling because so often they come down with such silly things and support things that are ridiculous, and that was great. Senator Packin.
Hey, you know what? Before we take our break, you know, I just want to say this portion of the show has been brought to you by Sleep Number. And you know what? My sleep number is 35.
I always feel like you should play Brahms' Lullaby in the background.
Well, you know what? You know, sleep numbers, you've got a sleep number.
I do, and my number's back up to 55.
Uh-oh. You know what? You know, you think, I don't think I can afford a sleep number, but yeah, you can, because they've got great sales going on. Consumer Reports rated sleep numbers the very best bed. I've got the issue at home, and I was, and it said, you know, rating beds, and I looked at it, and I'm like, wow. And I believe it. When you say how much is a mattress, well, how much is 20 years of getting a good night's sleep?
Exactly. And I've had my bed for over 15 years, and it is as good as the day I purchased it, and everything works, and you just sleep good.
Well, you know, of course they have the dual air technology so that Linda's number could be 45, and it is 45, and mine's 40, and it's not a big difference, but it is a difference in there, but you can sleep on different numbers. But last night I didn't change it. I slept at 100 last night, and guess what? It's still.
At 100?
I slept at 100. It was firm.
Yes, that's firm.
I slept at, just there are three parts of my body touched, I think, the bed is firm, but it's still comfortable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can get right now at $400, the lowest price ever on the Sleep Number P5 bed. Clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. $400 for a good night's sleep. For years, it's guaranteed, it's American made. What can I say except head to the Target Shopping Center where our Sleep Number store is at 1315 Churn Creek Road. Talk to Brian or Janice and they will put you in a bed Find the right number for you, and you will buy this bed. I guarantee you. We are so happy we have Sleep Number. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back. And I want to talk about concealed carry. You know, what's happened since the Ninth Circuit Court? The Ninth Circuit Court. The ones we laugh at, we joke, we recall the justices on it. After they made that ruling. Let's see what's happened. We'll be right back.
Kitchen Place is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
What Kitchen Place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. How are they celebrating?
In style. They'll have a week of daily giveaways, delicious food sampling, and even wine tasting from Indian Peak Winery. That Kitchen Place wants to thank the people of Reading for 10 years of fabulous business.
Where is it again?
That Kitchen Place, located at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What Kitchen Place?
That Kitchen Place.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Yeah. KCNR 1460 with Carl Botta and Trish Clark. It's Thursday at 7:20 in the morning. 41 degrees, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Oh, Angel. Good morning there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends at Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts. Largest selection of foods and supplements that you're going to find in Northern California. Not only that, but Joe has four nutritionists on his payroll there, or in his employees, that are there to help people. They give classes also. There's classes at night for on health and nutrition and diet. Plus, the, you know, all the raw foods, the organic foods, raw milk, non-GMO foods, everything. He's got it there because he cares about his customers or your neighbors. Orchard Nutrition is located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. If you've never been there for some reason, go there. In-store deli, too. I mean, in-store deli.
All gluten-free products.
All gluten-free with amazing foods for life from Vicky Lady, whose company is, you know, certified gluten-free, made in a gluten-free factory right here in town. It is now sweeping the country, too. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, what did you see last night, Bad Bob, that got you so excited you came in here just bubbling? You know, he was bubbling like a 16-year-old on his first date.
I've seen this several times, and it was as I just got to work, got out, saw it out of the corner of my eye. The International Space Station, about once a month or so, makes a couple of very spectacular passes over the North State, where it stays in view. It travels from the west towards the east. It's very, very bright, and at certain passes are very nice. And the thought that this is a thing that people put together and put up there. And put the politics aside. People put that together, stuck it up in orbit, and it's the third brightest object in the night sky.
Is this where you think maybe the chemtrails come from?
Carry on, sir.
What I saw in the skies one night was when I was in Texas, and you can always be aware this thing's happened in Texas. One of the space, and you're going to like this, Bob and Trish, one of the Challenger was coming back. Or coming back from one of their runs. And they said, you can see it, it'll be in, outside of Dallas in, Hillsboro, Texas. And they said it's going down over around, I don't know, I guess, San Antonio or that area. And so we walked out and they said it'll be coming across the sky. So we walked outside, we're out in the country. And I'm looking, and we're all kind of looking down really south. And then somebody said, oh, my God. And we looked up, and on our horizon to our, in this case, would have been our west, coming in was this fireball, something like you'd see out of a movie. It was, you know, it was coming, entering the atmosphere, and it was a fireball. It went all the way across the sky with the smoke trailing behind it. And you just watched it as it went across the sky, and you went, oh, my God. You know, oh my God, that was just fantastic. Walked back inside the house from the time it took us to watch it till, you know, kind of went out of sight to the time we got back inside the house. It was past Florida and was making that, you know, it makes that big turn out over the ocean. It goes 100 miles and it makes that turn and slows down and comes back because it was landed in Florida. But my gosh, it was probably one of the most spectacular sights I've seen since.
Wow.
Since the night of shock and awe, we went into Iraq the first time. Anyway. You said you saw something. No? Okay. We'll just forget that then.
That was a joke, Carl.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Texas thing. Anyway.
You can see all kinds of wild things in Texas. I love that state. You can always find something interesting going on in Texas.
That's funny. It's not what you were saying during a break. I just believed you. Okay. The Ninth Circuit Court, when they said that, guess what? You can carry guns. That's your right. It has surged. The state of California, people by the thousands are saying, well, good, then I want a gun.
And a lot of the sheriffs up and down the state absolutely don't want any part of this. They don't want to issue these permits, but the court has pretty much said, hey, you have the right to carry a concealed weapon, and somebody's going to have to process the applications. So it'll be an interesting ride.
And so, of course, the state of California doesn't want you to have a concealed weapon because that would be meaning is that law-abiding citizens would be able to protect themselves from the mistakes you jerks made down in with AB 109. So the Attorney General of the state of California says, wait, I want this put on hold till the whole Ninth Circuit Court looks at it because, my God, I mean, imagine that. People that go through a background check, go through classes on the penal code, go through classes on handling the guns and then shoot the guns and then actually since they are law-abiding citizens there is nothing in their background because you know they pay their taxes, never been arrested, nothing. My God, we can't have them having guns.
Certainly not, because if you do that they can protect themselves and we won't need more officers on the street and perhaps some of the criminals will not be rampant in our communities and tearing things up and we might actually have some control in our communities and these people taking care of themselves. We can't have that.
My friends, go to the archives from yesterday when Rob Pelletti was on. Rob said that the system is broken. The system's broken. The fact is that no matter how many policemen that he has on the streets, because they're arresting them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's
kind of a revolving door.
And then ask the sheriff. The sheriff's doing the best he can. The guy down there that the lieutenant who's down there is trying to figure out which ones go in and which ones go out. But how would you like to have that job?
And you know what? We can't build enough jail space. It doesn't matter how much space we build when these people are continually reoffending and being let out. We have no system that holds them accountable in any way, shape, or form. They're simply going to keep reoffending and keep being in jail.
Let's talk about the guy that gets arrested inside the house, and then they put him in for an hour, comes back out, walks down the street, kicks in the next door, and then the homeowner puts a gun on him and says, "Get out." He runs out, kicks in another door, and the police catch him on that one. And meanwhile, in there someplace, the police dog gets to him, and now the police dog and he have a tussle on the ground. So, and then he's
gonna get an attorney and sue the police and the police dog, and we'll have a court case going.
But the whole bottom line on this thing is, now here's the complaint, is that, so what the DAs are doing and the counties are doing, fine. They're hitting them with a second strike. And they're putting them back into jail in a lot larger numbers than they did before. So the numbers are gone back up again. And the state says, wait a minute, you guys are showing a bad attitude here.
Well, because if they get the second strike, does that move them then
that
back into
them,
the state prison system?
Puts them back
out
into,
of our county jails and back into the
into
state prison.
So they're saying, fine, you want to do this? We don't have room in our jails. Fine, second strike, put them back into prison. And so now, the prisons are starting to fill up again because the states are just, I mean, the counties are just, you know what, we've had it. We can't take care of this. And then you guys aren't doing your job anyway because, you know what, we almost got another 10,000 released to us, except the judges didn't do that, you know, thank goodness, but it doesn't make any difference because the ones we're arresting here, we can't send to prison and we don't have room for them.
Our local jails, our county jail system is not set up for long-term prisoners. We have prisoners now in there, used to be up to a year with a
right,
long sentence
right.
in a local jail. Now they're in there for 10, 15 years.
10 years in our
we
jail.
We're not set up. Our jails were not built to house long-term prisoners.
And here comes the lawyers. The next
That's
thing
right.
going to happen, and you know what? They're going to come in and they're going to say, you need more this, more this, more this, more this. It's going to cost millions. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, Shasta County already went through several years ago a main big lawsuit by that prison organization. We were able to defend ourselves, but it was very costly and time consuming to go through all of the complaints and all of the things that they nailed us on. And yes, we did have to do a bunch of stuff, stupid stuff, to make it so that those prisoners had access to mental health, schooling, law library, not too crowded in their cells, nobody playing music they didn't like. I mean, you would just be amazed the things that they sue on. Somebody crumpled their cookies.
Well, that was one in San Quentin on death row. He crumpled my cookies and he sued. Okay. Anyway, but then you get into, so then you go back into this where you've got all these criminals on the loose and then the three judge panel says, well, have the citizens arm themselves. You know, this could be a way for having stuff kind of, settle itself in a way.
Well, they could do that, get rid of the people on death row and let some of this guest stuff get settled in the community. That's kind of a hard attitude, but doggone it.
Well, you know, vigilantism. But here's the other thing. You know, we have 22 people being held in the jail for homicides. 22, maybe 24. In our Shasta County Jail for homicides. You've got another 100 plus in there for like really serious crimes. You know, rape and, you know, mutilation and all these others, you know, attempted murder. You've got like, you know, well over another 100
hardcore
there.
Hardcore prison population.
These are hardcore guys. Then on top of that, so you can only have, what, 283 in there? I don't know, maybe Tom will call in. But 283, you know, 287,
give or take, yeah.
Something like that. And then the night they caught this guy that, you know, got all the press, you know, for breaking in the houses and all this was said, they were booking 17 more. They were a lot worse than him. Now, when you get that, what choice do you have? So now we're building this other 83 bed medium security prison.
Which will be full before they ever get it open.
Ha, ha. You need 1,083. And then what happens? And you can't, it's not like you can just, you know, like, why not put them in trailer, take the least of the least, but they've been sentenced for 3 or 4 years. Put a trailer camp up and barbed wire around it and put some guards there where each one of the little trailers there have a bathroom in it. You know, this is what we did out, this is what we did in a little bit in Baghdad, is you brought in these trailers. Of course, we put sandbags around them to keep, you know, from keeping shrapnel going through. You don't have to worry about that here. But now you can put two people, four people in there, and they've got a bathroom and they've got a mess halls there. I mean, so they can feed them. And yet you can put them out there on, you know, somebody's property, take, you know, at least 200 acres.
Well, see, the state of California, they won't allow us to do that. You know, they've done some really creative things, like in Arizona, to deal with the prison population.
I'm not talking about tents. I'm talking about really hard, you know, these are hard, you know, they have air conditioning. They have heating.
They're not gonna let you get away with that in the state of California.
Well, you know what? There is something wrong. There is something wrong. Put a tent city up. Joe
that
says.
That is an understatement.
This
Carl.
Is not the fault of the sheriff. Okay, you know, but here's, I tell you what. Here's what you need to ask the people running. You need to ask, Dave Kehoe, and you need to ask Butch Schaefer, and you need to ask Les Ball, what's your priority this year? Was your priority, I know they're saying, oh, you know, you don't have that much, funding, you know,
They need to come up with creative ways.
What is your first priority? If it's not public safety, what is it? And you want to explain to us what it is. We'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, March the 13th. The time is 7:33 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling. Our friends over at Indwelling. It is a fantastic little furniture store. I shouldn't say little, but it's a medium size, but it has just furniture you've never seen anywhere in Reading. And they are new to our area and have put together not just furniture, but wall coverings and all types of things. Dilgesh and Andrea Abraham. And they're located at 1760 California Street, right across the street from Jack's and in there where Bombay's is. Give them a call at 361-6727. I'm telling you what, they have great furniture. If you're looking for that special something, they've got it right there. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Jay's on the phone. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you both today?
Good.
You know, I hate to say this because I don't think it's right at all, but unless we're able to cut loose from California and become Jefferson State, the only way that I could possibly foresee all of this mayhem going away is either A, the people in Sacramento grow a brain cell, which is not likely to happen, or B, you start shooting people, which is wrong, but effective. And so, frankly, I honestly think the only, you know, cautionable approach to getting rid of all this mayhem is just to cut away from California entirely and let them deal with their own prisoners.
It's either that or they're going to have to get a little more lackadaisical in how they're going to, and how we can house prisoners. In the sense is, why can't we just put up, not tent camps, no, not that. I'm talking about you put up 25 or 30 trailers on some property that they have water, they have bathrooms in each one of these trailers. You put two or four in each one of those. These are your minimum security guys that you're not going to have problems with that much. And you put them behind a fence and they have a mess hall there. So you feed them and they have, what you're doing, you're housing them for a year or 2 years until they get out of there. They can, you know, you can actually give them training in that area, and it's going to be a lot cheaper than just, you know, than putting a brick and mortar place up.
We've got to get the lobbyists back that are concerned about our communities and about our victims. And we, right now we're being totally controlled by the advocates for the prison rights people. And they're in there and they're getting all these bills passed, and they've got a open ear down in Sacramento for any little thing that they want to do for the prisoners, and they forgot about the communities and the victims.
But that would fall under the growing a brain cell thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay, Yellow Cab, our Yellow Cab philosopher.
Not gonna happen. Yeah. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot. Hey, yesterday on Dan Fagan's show, Dan's got the only live drive time show in Northern California, by the way. And on his show yesterday, Tom Besinkles, he asked Tom, that it was, one of our listeners was writing in. He said, why would you hire more officers when you can't put what you have in jail?
Well,
there's a lot of reasons for that. But the point is you can't stop arresting them just because you don't have room. This is where it comes into the point where, okay, you are a purse thief and, or you broke into this house but you hit somebody in the head. You go to jail, you get out. It's not right, but what are you going to do?
Well, and they have to go through the system, and they have to continue to prosecute them, have to continue to arrest them, lock them up, run them through the court system. We can't just let the communities go into complete chaos because we don't have room to lock them up.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. And this is the last thing we say because our guest is here. Just be very patient. It's not going to change. You're not going to see a big thing around here until civilians start getting hurt. When I say civilians, I mean people like you and Bob and me and Sarah. Or I'm sorry, Sam. Or the little old lady in the Walmart. Or the little old lady walking down the street, somebody grabs her purse, pulls her over, she hits the ground, she hurts her head, Or they pounce and beat up on people that are just entirely innocent. At that point, you're going to see a sea change. When you start having civilians, right now, a lot of them are doing it to each other. It happens at night, it's a drug thing. They're doing each other. So you're seeing this, okay, crime's going to, there's five people that were killed, you remember? Mm-hmm. That time in October. It was all drug related, So they've caught every one of them, but it was, they're drug related. When the innocents start getting hit, you're going to see a dramatic change. Unfortunately, I think it's going to take that. As much as I hate to say that.
Right now, the only thing that's happening to the civilian population, the innocent people within the community, if you will, is the carjackings and the,
yes,
the property it, crimes as opposed right. to the, and, to and the being, personal
and
injury
being
stuff.
Scared and being, like the lady said, she was on Dan's show the other day. I'm terrified because all of our screens have been ripped. You know, all these things have been happening, you know, in the areas around there from these thieves and bandits and felons and low
life. Not a comfortable way to live.
It's not
you're,
a comfortable
you're afraid
way.
To go out of your
well,
house at night or,
they got,
or
yeah.
leave anything open during the day.
When that bad guy was in the when those people's house, he showed a restraint that a lot of people wouldn't, except for the fact that it's hard to pull a trigger on a human. Not to kill him. If he had killed him, that would have set a new signal out. You came into my house, I'm going to kill you. Like the 66-year-old lady did who defended herself, you remember last year? The guy was trying to break in her house, the meth head, and she popped him. Anyway, okay. Okay, we're going to do one more in this, then we're going to get to our guest, and we're going to give you all the rest of the hour, or half hour. BC, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl and Trish. Well, just go right back to the root of the cause of the situation. You've watched the deterioration of this whole state for the last 30 years. Elections have results, and they have consequences. And until this mindset's changed on that end, you're never going to change this. You have the liberalism and the progressives have taken over this state and that's the bottom line. Until if elections didn't have consequences, we would be where we're at. I don't see where you can bail out of the situation from all avenues, whether it's the liabilities from the unions that give all their money to the liberals and progressives to vote these people in office. The only way they get out of office here is commit crimes like the last two to the right and Colorado guy down there in the legislature.
Just go after him. Yep.
Yeah, I see no way out of this thing right now until you see this thing really roll off the cliff.
Well, here's one thing. We can't control Sacramento, but we can sure as hell can control here. And we need to take a look at when, you know, Dave Kehoe is running unopposed, you know, and that's fine. But Dave has got to stand up and say, public safety is where we're going to put our money in. We're going to take care of this. We're going to figure out a way to do transients, and we're going to take care of this. And the guys running for 5th District, Butch Schaefer and Les Baugh, they've got to stand up and say, public safety. And then the ones running for city council, we can control those.
We don't need to have them stand up and say it. We need them to do it.
How can you control
they've had all these years to do it, and they haven't done what they're supposed to do. The sitting supervisors need to pay attention to it.
Holder's never going to enforce any laws, federal laws. You're going to have liberal judges that are appointed for life making all these decisions and overturning any good thing that's elected, that the electorate does here. It's a sad situation. It really is.
Well,
I don't see any way out of it.
That's going to change this year because I think you saw the first beginnings of the groundswell change in Florida just the other day. Hey,
well,
thanks a lot.
We hope so. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks a lot, BC. We're going to take an early break. We're going to come back with our Riverfront Playhouse and talk about this great play, Doubt. A parable, and one of our producers saw the movie and was just loved it. So we'll be right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
So send a smile and show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Great guest over there. The time is 7:46 in the morning, and our phone line's here, 605-4567. Of course, our chat line is rocking right now. You can't lock arms and push the transients to the city, to the city limits and push them into Cottonwood.
Well, we don't want them in South County either. It's 41 degrees out there, and we have a guest.
And that's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. State jewelry, estate jewelry, loose stones, you name it, that Leonard and his associates have it. Great prices. And, you get great value on the jewelry that Leonard has there. Plus, he's got the only schooled and trained watch repairman in town. He can take and repair any watch. Give him a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, it really gives you good prices, good value, and he's honest. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
Sam. Yeah. Tell us about this marvelous play that's now playing at the Riverfront.
I can't tell you too much because I don't want you to know exactly how it ends, but it is called Doubt a Parable. The story revolves around some suspicions that a nun has about a father, a priest, and the relationship he has with a young man. You never realize or learn the truth. It is, it revolves around, doubt.
The projections at the Riverfront Playhouse are always marvelous.
Thank you very much.
How big a cast does this one have?
This is actually only four people. It's a small cast.
But it was a movie too, right?
Yeah, it was a movie. Actually starring Philip Seymour Hoffman, who just recently passed. It's more than about, everybody focuses on the problem that the priest may or may not have. But above and beyond that, the story is really more about suspicion. If you are suspected of something, once it is out there, you cannot get rid of it. It's basically guilty until proven innocent. is what it's about.
Once the accusation is made.
Especially when it comes into the church and the priest. And
yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, you have different endings. Is that true or not?
There is not a different ending.
Or maybe that was the movie.
No. Okay. No, it doesn't have a different ending. It just, you don't know. When you walk out of the theater, you really don't know if he did it or not.
And that's the way it was in the movie, too.
Yeah. So, you have no idea. So I guess in a way, the ending is different for everybody that sees it. Because it's about how you perceive things and how you perceive what goes on.
It sounds like a great show.
Okay, so when is this available?
Well, we open on Saturday night, this Saturday, March 15th, and we run until April 5th, every Friday, Saturday night, and then Sunday matinees.
Well, we have a media night, though.
Yes, we do have a media night.
It's on Wednesday, March 19th, and I have two tickets to this. This is going to be a great play. It was a movie, as you said, and I remember seeing the previews to this, and
it was a very
Meryl Streep, Philip Seymour Hoffman,
mm-hmm. I mean, Amy Adams was in it.
It was a very, amazing. Very powerful movie, and here, from what I understand, is just a outstanding production. You've done a great job in this.
Well, thank you.
So I've gotten two tickets here for Wednesday, March 19th. This is our media night. This one, Casey and I will be there, and we're giving away. 605-4567. 605-4567. If you want to go to media night with us on Wednesday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m., and see this great play. And who, tell us a little bit more.
Well, I was going to say I've got a powerhouse cast. Honestly, I've got, my father Flynn. His name is Christopher Glavin. He writes and, he's been in a number of productions. His wife, Mallory Glavin, plays Sister James, who's the younger, more, I won't say innocent, but the little bit more idealistic of the two nuns. Obioma Officer plays Mrs. Muller, who is the mother of the young man in question, of the boy. And Lisa Murphy Collins plays Sister Aloysius, who is the...
Oh, Lisa Collins.
The taskmaster.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing I saw at Riverfront was Women of Lockerbie. And at the high point, well, the climax of that play, you could hear people's hearts beating. It was that silent. The crowd was just absolutely... It was an emotional experience.
Oh, you... Sam.
I was in that.
Yeah.
it was an amazing play.
It was a
play.
Powerful, it was a visceral, powerful play, and this sounds like very much the same.
One of the things is everybody loves a good comedy, a musical. I enjoy going and seeing anything the Cascade does, any of the comedies that we do at Riverfront. But there is also, and I think it gets forgotten sometimes, there's also a place in theater for the ones that you leave thinking. Mm-hmm. And a play is supposed to move you in some way, not just to make you laugh, not just to make you cry, but to make you think sometimes. And this is definitely one that you will be talking about the next day and the day after that.
It always surprises me that there are still people in our community who absolutely do not know that Riverfront Playhouse exists.
Mm-hmm.
Or where you're located. So give us a little background of what is the Riverfront Playhouse? Where are you and who makes it up?
Well, it's a completely volunteer organization. They've been going for, gosh, I'm going to be terrible and forget exactly how many years, 30 something years.
They were here before, Columbus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bob Corlock was the original actor in this 400 years ago.
I think he is. He doesn't age. It's amazing.
He doesn't age.
It's been going for over 30 years, and we're down on East Cypress, actually right behind Bossiani Arms there.
Jones Fort.
Jones Fort. I'm so sorry. I said the wrong one.
We like Bossiani Arms and Jones Fort. It's right behind Jones Fort.
We're kind of hidden back there.
Right.
But we are working to get ourselves downtown.
We had a meeting last Friday to, a lot of people were there. Thank you for inviting us to this too. A lot of people there to build a new riverfront.
They have a location down right on
Yep.
On Pine Street, across from the U.S. Bank there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of good ideas came out of the meeting there the other day. But the idea is that it's going to cost I think it's a total of around $2 million to mm-hmm. build the theater. But you already got a good start on it.
I was going to say, they're and over halfway there.
All of the ideas there on how to raise money for this. And again, the money comes from the community. It's not coming from your taxes or anything. But an ability to put a true theater out like this. And it's all right down in the same area. It's such a great idea.
To have the theater district downtown with Cascade Theater. We've got all these new wonderful restaurants and bistros and little shops and
there's
things.
Always things going on at Old City Hall right across the street.
Absolutely.
It'll be nice to have.
We have a lot of things going on with them. And you're right. And it's the arts, you know, the fact is, and this is my idea, and everybody just looked at me. We need to have our own art festival. We need to have our own long weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, almost like Cool April Nights, of theater and one act plays and street performers and music and have people come from all over and spend a long weekend with
us.
That is
an amazing
idea. Festival. That'd be great.
You know what? You have a film festival going, but you have like the high school kids. You could have all these different theaters around here for 3 days putting on stuff.
Well, and there is theater available with the different productions that the high schools and the college do.
I'm part of Reading Improv Players. We do comedy every third Saturday at Old City Hall. There's all sorts of groups. There's new theater groups that are sprouting up all over town.
Yep.
So
we just, you know, the thing is that as Andrea Abraham said when she was here and moving from another place, and she said, the art is in the water of Reading. And people look at you like you're crazy when you say that, but it's true. You know, and we in Reading, in the North State, and Anderson, and all this, in Shasta County, have got to look forward. We've got to look up. Got to look pushing out forward. And the arts are just part of it. Yes, you know, everybody talks, oh, you need a university. Well, yeah, you know, that happens. But we have the right, we have the ability, not the right, well, we have the right too, but the ability to put on something like this.
Mm-hmm.
A 3 day, bring people from all over the Northwest and Southern California to come up here and spend the weekend with us and just be entertained.
There is a wealth of talent in this small area. I mean, we are very blessed to have as many talented people and artisans as we have in this area, and that would be a great idea.
would be, and
I'm behind it.
Yeah, we want people to be sure and catch this production at the Riverfront Playhouse now.
Again, we have two tickets.
Doubt, a parable, and we have two tickets for somebody to call in and go on the 19th of March.
We only got two left. 605-4567, and it starts at 7:30. It's going to be a great play. Like I said, the movie had Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Amy Adams and
and my production has
the
same caliber cast.
There you go.
I would easily put them in a movie.
except for the fact that they don't have the name recognition, but they have it here in town.
I was going to say, here in town they've got it. So
all right. Okay, well, thanks a lot. They give a call, 221-1028?
Our tickets are available a bit.
Available.
at cascadetheater.org.
Okay.
And like I said, we run through April 5th. And I'm Samantha Fork, director.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Samantha. We're looking forward to this production. And I think we just gave our tickets away for the production on March 19th.
That was our last two.
And, this is so available to the community. I've never been to a production there that I didn't walk away thinking, wow, what a fun evening. It's great to have that available in our community and running through April 15th, you said?
5th.
April 5th.
Okay, and thanks a lot to Lori because you have tickets. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street to our place here, and they'll be up front with your name on it. And I'm sure you're going to have a great time. We're going to have some KCNR people down there that night too. We want to fill the house. How many people can you put in there?
I believe it is 94.
94? Okay.
Yeah,
so. And again, a long string of great performances down at Riverfront, and I can't wait to see what happens with the building.
The building downtown, we're all anxious to get that rolling.
So are we.
And it's been a long time coming, but it's I'm glad to see it.
As much as
moving
we
along.
Love, I mean, I've been doing things at Riverfront since I was, well, over 20 years. We'll just leave it there. And as much as we love our home up there on East Cypress, it would be nice to
it's
have.
It's very unique.
Yes, it is very unique.
It reminds me of something you'd see on a back street in New York or yes. San Francisco.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we just had lunch up there yesterday. It was fantastic. And pizza tonight, as, you know, Trish is usually heading up there. Give them a call at 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, great place for, you know, weddings, for all types of events up there. And, of course, the food is just outstanding.
To say nothing of the wine.
Yeah. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Grassroots Radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A storm that swept through the Midwest and the Northeast just a week before the start of spring caused pileups on the Ohio Turnpike yesterday that claimed at least three lives and left a police officer injured. Adam Greenslade is a spokesman for the Turnpike Commission and says it began with a couple of accidents.
The 102 eastbound accident was in Sandusky County. The 112 westbound was in Erie County.
Snowy conditions along the busy toll road had emergency workers struggling to reach accidents stretched across a two-mile portion of the eastbound lanes between Toledo and Cleveland. Malaysia's defense minister denying reports that engine data from that missing Malaysian jetliner indicates it may have kept flying after its last communication. Aviation analyst Chris Yates, meanwhile, believes either massive mechanical failure or an onboard explosion led to the airliner's demise.
The investigation now seems to have turned back to the Gulf of Thailand, which is where the last known position of the aeroplane was, and which I feel might yield some degree of results over coming hours or days.
House Republicans have opened a double-barreled attack on what they consider to be presidential overreach.
A pair of bills triggered by the president's recent decisions to unilaterally waive certain provisions of Obamacare and some deportation rules. Florida's Rich Nugent.
What assurances do we have the president won't just change the law once we've passed it? What guarantees do we have a president won't suspend parts of the law that we believe in are important?
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says it's political.
My friends on the other side of the aisle, you guys just don't like the president. I get it. But you know what? Get over it.
The bills have no chance in the Senate. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
It's been slow going on Wall Street. In early trading, the Dow is down by 36 points. This is SRN News.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
U.S. retail sales bounced back in February after suffering a steep decline during a bitterly cold January.
The Commerce Department says seasonally adjusted retail sales went up 0.3% in February. Spending had declined 0.6% the month before and 0.3% in December. February's increase suggests that consumer spending has started to recover after being tempered by snowstorms and freezing temperatures that covered much of the country.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. businesses continued to restock their shelves and warehouses in January. Despite plunging sales, the Commerce Department says inventories rose by 0.4%. Americans spent an all-time high of $55.7 billion on their pets Last year, that was an all-time high, and the American Pet Products Association says it won't last for long because it expects spending to reach close to $60 billion this year. The pets are eating well. Pet food accounted for more than a third of all that spending. This is SRN News. A mega mall project in New Jersey's Meadowlands now back on track.
The New York Giants and the New York Jets say they've settled legal issues with developer Triple Five regarding American Dream, the retail and entertainment complex that sits unfinished near MetLife Stadium. A statement from the teams and the developer says the settlement contains traffic and parking plans as well as infrastructure improvements.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. A magnitude 4.4 earthquake has struck a rural area in central California. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck at about 7 o'clock local time last evening, 35 miles south of the community of Lone Pine, which is near the south end of the Sequoia National Forest. Sparsely populated, so the USGS says it does not expect damage in the area. Authorities in Inyo County say there were no reports of damage or injuries. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. It's Thursday, so Trish Clark is with me.
Good morning. Getting ready for another great hour.
Oh, yeah. Our time is 8:07 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. You can hop into that. And let's start off with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have reversed course and are now in negative territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 39 points at 16,300, while the Nasdaq's down 10 at 4,312, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,864. Oil's up a quarter at $97.92 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.65%. Gold's down $3.40 at $1,367, while silver's down 14 cents at $21.22 an ounce. Some most actively traded stocks this morning: Nike's up 52 cents at $79.50, Visa's down 86 cents at $225.25, while Walmart's up 7 pennies at $75.60. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here in the morning. You know what? There are people that right here in town. They're up early. They know what they're talking about. They want your best interest in mind and at heart. And so you get to sit across the desk at them at Park Marina Drive and discuss your retirement, discuss your investments. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and set up an appointment.
It's 41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're going to have a sunny day with a high near 77, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 48. Mostly sunny with a high near 75 on Friday. Mostly clear and warm through the weekend with the highs in the 78 and on Sunday near 80. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, we have senior and veterans discounts, and we can reach them at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Hey, our guest today, Mike Shively. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I've known Mike for, gosh, several years now. I mean, we see each other kind of sporadically, and but your name comes up a lot, and we, like I said, we travel kind of in the same circles like that, so we get to see each other. And your name came up the other day when well, for one thing, but you've been here and you've been a lawyer how long?
I've been a lawyer 15 years. I've been in Shasta County 30 years.
Okay. So you were born and raised here, though?
Pretty much. Well.
Okay. Well, okay.
Without
okay.
giving away my age.
Yeah, okay. I think he's a little older than 30.
Okay. You might be a little bit more older than 30. Okay. All right. I got it. What's your area that you really like to practice in?
My favorite practice is civil rights. But in the past 2 years, I kind of stumbled into the marijuana business, which is not that much different from civil rights if you look at it. I stumbled into it because I had a client downtown who was renting to one of the collectives, and the city of Reading sued her when they decided to close all the collectives. And so I kind of got brought into the case, and then the more I got into it, the more it interested me because of the civil rights implications.
Okay, when you say civil rights implications of this case, can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Well, if you look back at the history of the prohibition of drugs, it started with the Nixon administration, but what has occurred over the years is we passed more and more laws which have infringed upon our civil rights in order to fight a drug war. And that drug war has eventually put us in a position where, for instance, the state of California, in a per capita basis, incarcerates more people than any other government entity in the world.
And a lot of them are drug charges.
Most of them are drug charges.
But when we say the drug charges, we're not talking about people that are smoking a joint here, right? Aren't they the ones that are mainly trafficking?
Not necessarily.
Okay, let's talk about that, because, you know, I hear this, what I hear all the time. We've got people in jail forever because they smoked a joint. And I, maybe it's because I'm just, you know, I'm obtuse, which I am at times, but I don't think they put people in jail for 10 years for just smoking joints, do they?
Actually, they do.
They do.
And especially under federal law. Under federal law, they have what are still called minimum sentencing laws.
Oh, okay.
And under those minimum sentencing laws, they've taken away the right of a judge to make a decision based on the actual consequences of the case. And so for many years, what they did was that prosecutors would use their ability to charge people to get individuals to testify against family members and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't, they would use that sentencing laws to put them in prison for simply conspiracy, living in a house. That happened over and over and over again over the last 50 years. And right now, Congress itself is looking at those determinate sentencing and saying these are unfair. They've been unfair. And not only are they unfair, but they were racist too. If you look at the people who are put in prison for drug laws, it is not white men or white women. It is over and over and over again, it's brown and black people. So it is not being used fairly across the board, even if it were right.
So are you saying this, but the reason that that people of color are being put in jail more than white people is it has anything to do with the fact of, ability to get lawyers, the way the system works or anything like this?
All of the above.
Okay, so it's not just let's just go after all the people of color. It's like 50 different things.
One of the things.
Way they're born, the way they live. I say they. I mean, they come up, a lot of people get in trouble with the law. You can almost look at from the day they're born and say at this point they're going to get arrested. Or am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct. And in order to see that, you would almost have to have grown up like I did. I went to both very wealthy schools and very, very poor schools in the Bay Area. I went to a continuation on East 12th Street in Oakland that had literally nobody could read or write, and they were graduating them out of that school and out into the public. There's nothing that, and there were no white people in that school except me. I was the only one. And their ability to go out and function in the world does not exist.
But yet they're being graduated out of the system.
And all they see are the drugs and alcohol on the streets is the only people that are getting anywhere in the world, and pimps. And that's not what we want our people to be seeing.
No, that's not what we want our people to be seeing. We want people, when they graduate from school, to at least be able to read and write and have at least a chance. But there's so many things stacked against some people. I ran into somebody yesterday, I'm not going to mention their names, but is truly an American success story because he was raised in that kind of atmosphere. Death in the family, all these things that he should have been at this age in jail. He's not, and he's a very successful businessman. But that doesn't happen for everybody. It takes a special kind of person to do that. So you came up in, and so your background is you came up in this atmosphere, and you saw what was happening. And was this the one that gave you the impetus to say, I want to change this?
I think that what gave me the impetus was my lifelong watching of it. I joined the Air Force. I was integrated there. I was integrated in the city where I grew up. And then I came out, and it wasn't what I believed it was. It is not fair. The system is not a fair playing field for people.
Okay. We're going to take a break. And by the way, Mike, thank you for your service, by the way. And, well, you know what? I appreciate every person that served this country. And, frankly, in that way, I think, you know, that you just step up when you say, hey, the system needs to be changed, because you were in the system and you were fighting for the system. We'll be right back. Carl Botrich Clark, our guest, Mike Shively. We haven't gotten into everything, but he's a very well-known, civil rights lawyer here in this area. And we're talking about what's happening with our marijuana and the marijuana, initiative that's going on. We'll be right back.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 8:19 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service for all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They provide warranties, guarantees. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you need them. Alliance Heating and Air, I mean, they do great work. They do outstanding work. We've used them before. Bad Bob's used them. I can't say enough about their professionalism and how they care about their customers. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I also like to say on 17th of St. Patty's Day is the Classic Cafe is having delicious corned beef and cabbage from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Classic Cafe. You know, Millie and Kathy, who have just a wonderful hearts there. Anyway, that's for Monday.
Next Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to my son-in-law on his birthday, since I forgot it. I'll send this part to him. Okay, Mike Shively is our guest. Trish Clark, of course, is here with me. We're talking about civil rights and, you know, one of the things we talked about during the, well, civil rights and marijuana and how this goes together because of drug laws. But one of the things we talked about with Mike during the break is how do you change the system? And and some people have probably the wrong ideas on how to change systems.
Well, I think what occurred to me looking at it from the outside, And moving to the North State from the city where I lived was that if you don't like the way things are, the best way to do it is from the inside. Hence, I went to law school to help assist with what I believe my vision of the country should be, which is based on my vision of the Constitution.
So, and that's how you change. So you either become a lawyer
Or a businessman. In order to influence people, you have to know how things work.
Well, and we were talking off air about people's credibility. And if you want to make a point, you have to get people to listen to you. And the way you do that is to, if they see the image, we unfortunately make first impressions. You see an image of someone who looks to be impacted by the product that they're using in a negative way, their credibility goes out the window. So you stop listening to what they're saying.
And unfortunately, we are all products of what we already have perceived. And what occurs is, first impressions, there's many, many studies, and there's a famous one that I watched with Harvard, and how I pick juries, and it is that first impression is so important, it can mean everything. And if you come across as unkempt, not well-spoken, scattered, you're not going to make an impression to the people you want to influence.
And then that's exactly true. You know, one of the things that I learned early on in my 20-year stint in politics is that perception is reality. That you have to deal with the people's perception if you're going to solve the problem. You've got to get them thinking in the same track you are. And if their perception is 100 degrees off, you still have to deal with it. You can't just say, well, they're wrong, and move on in your course. You've got to bring them along.
That's being practical, as opposed to trying to force your will on people. You have to be practical, and
It's applying common sense. It was a tough thing to do for 20 years in politics.
But it's a give-and-take process, and you have to listen to the other people also.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to influence somebody who doesn't want to change.
And especially if you're not coming across as a person with credibility who should be believed or who could possibly know anything.
I agree with you.
You know, the thing about it is that if you've, you look at somebody and who may be brilliant, but again, what you two are saying is that if you can't get past the fact that they smell, or that, seriously, they're
and they
smell,
talk or, funny, or, and well, they do a lot
not
of
even,
like,
not
and,
even,
yeah,
not and, even talking funny. It's just that they just don't fit your picture of somebody that's going to be brilliant, and in this case, I'd like to take it to the point of where we are in politics now, is that you've got two groups of people that refuse to listen to each other. And, you know, one may be right, and one may be right on this one, and one may be right on this one, but they're not listening. And it's not because they're not dressed, or they smell good, or they look good. It's because they're different parties. And I find this really, really strange that this is happening, that we're basing it off of a political party where you can't listen to each other.
Well, you can't govern that way.
And I think we're proving that.
Yeah. And the problem here is that they don't even have the same agendas anymore. If you look at what their speaking points are each day, they're totally, they're not even on the same page.
I would disagree that they don't have the same agenda. Because I think they absolutely do, and that's part of the problem, is we don't have a party, in my mind, at this point in time that has anything to do with our Constitution or with representing the people. They both want to control. They both want the power. It just makes a difference who's sitting in the seats of control.
Okay. I'll accept that. I'm of the agreement that money is controlling politics now.
It's unfortunate, but we've got past the point where anybody wants smaller government or to go back to the Constitution. They just want to be in control. They want to be the one spending the money and directing where it goes. They all want more money, more taxes, and more control.
And that is...
And it's it can't win.
What we believe is happening on a local level.
Yeah.
Because in the marijuana wars, which is what I call them.
And this is where we want to get back in this. Okay, good.
And I'm going to segue there because that's what we're here about. But there is a group of government officials in these local small counties that don't want to lose their money, don't want to lose their funding, and they're panicking. And so that is the law enforcement section. And if you watch any of these shows on Discovery, which include all our local people or anywhere, that's what they're talking about, losing their funding. And that's a scary thing. If we're basing our policing on funding as opposed to the betterment of the community, we're not doing what's best for the community.
So because they do get the big grants come into law enforcement to crack down on drugs.
That's true. And nobody in the federal government is looking at whether or not it is legal on a state level.
Where they used to.
And
in fact, Holder did come back down in his state and crack down, if I remember right.
Not only that, but when he wrote the letter last year saying, okay, I'm not going to crack down. And he didn't write it, but it was written by one of his juniors, maybe one or two steps below him. It was a 3-page letter that went out to the entire country. But the interesting thing about the letter was it said, we are not going to enforce federal law if it doesn't violate state law in the states that have enacted marijuana laws. The last paragraph, however, had a disclaimer. And it said, except you have to understand that U.S. attorneys are autonomous and can do anything they want. What was most interesting about that was we believe it was aimed at the Bay Area and that particular U.S. attorney who is cracking down quite heavily in the Bay Area, especially in the Oakland area.
Well, that's what I was saying is that when they first came aboard, and this is where the 215, you know, happened, and marijuana literally exploded. The growth of marijuana exploded up here in the North State. Well, exploded everywhere in California, but mainly up here in the North State. And then collectives. And you had all that. But when that second letter came out, it put almost everybody out of business right then. Because then the people that owned the property were told that they could have this property seized because this was still an illegal drug. Am I correct there?
No. Okay. That was something that happened several years ago. Well, and what occurred was that there was a case that came out for a while that seemed to imply that the federal government could bring charges against state officials. That's not true.
I remember that one, yeah.
That's how we got into the fight over the collectives. And almost every county panicked at that point. But that's not the law. The law is very clear on that issue. Any local official has immunity under federal law for enacting laws that deal with the health and welfare of their own constituents.
And that took a little while, though, to actually get that message across to local officials, because I certainly know that they were concerned.
They weren't alone. This was across the state.
Yeah.
And until there was some understanding of the case law and that particular statute. I wasn't aware that statute existed, and you know, I work in federal law, and I had to go read it and then go check the case law that went along with it because I was somewhat surprised because it's not written in very good English.
We're going to have to take a break here pretty shortly, but when we come back, I'd like to get into, certainly there's a place for the medical marijuana and the grows and stuff, but I'd like to talk a little bit about the negative impact that in fact can have on the communities and the people that live in neighborhoods if it isn't controlled in some manner.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, if you just want coffee, you've got Espresso Joe's there, and it's great coffee made by the baristas there at really fair prices, and you know, won't cost you a car payment to have coffee there every day. Walk next door, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and they have all different types, makes, and models of e-cigarettes there. So give them a check them out. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. It's going to be a great show, as usual. 8:23 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, 2643 Athens Avenue, right there in Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9478. Not to make appointments, because they don't make appointments, but you can just, you know, give them a call, and you get Tim on the line, and he'll keep you on there for 30 minutes asking to talk to your boss and all these things. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Well, 45 degrees in downtown Reading.
It is. And it's good. 45 degrees. Our guest is Mike Shively. And this is the first time you've been on the show.
Yeah. Mike? That's the first time I've been on your
and,
show.
And we've met and we've talked, you know, some other times, mainly in a social setting. And, but your name came up because of some of the, proponents of the initiative called. And, cause we've had them on before. Sometimes it was, hysterically funny. For a variety of reasons. I think we even kept some of the sound bits. But this is the question of marijuana, and marijuana growing in Shasta County in the North State has now become huge. And one of the things you said right before we left, Trish,
was the impact that has, if there isn't some kind of controls in local communities, just people growing whatever they want to in their backyards has a tremendous impact on the neighborhoods and where we live.
The people that I represent and also the people that I assisted with on the initiative in the last few months and gotten involved with believe wholeheartedly in getting rid of cartel grows. They would assist law enforcement in any way, shape, or form to get rid of these illegal grows that are not for the purpose of medicinal marijuana now.
And how can we tell a cartel grows?
Is it
by numbers?
Mostly by numbers. You will see that most of the small grows are between 50 and 100 plants. And that's the misperception that the community gets is what they're using it for and how they're creating their medicine. Because most instances, and what I've heard going over to the Board of Supervisors meetings is these are the people testifying about how many cigarettes or how many joints it will make out of a certain plant. And what they don't understand is many of these people, like the multiple sclerosis people or the cancer patients, aren't taking their medication by smoking it. They're reducing it either to a edible or to a pill format by extracting the medicine portions from it directly. And that takes a substantially larger amount of the product than what would be used just smoking.
I mean, you reduce it to oil also, because I know I have a friend that uses it for his some of the problems he has. He uses the oil, which is drops of oil. But I don't know anything about cooking it down or whatever the stuff is. But okay, so we're at 60 to 100 plants. 100 plants. How much does a plant? Is a plant do a pound? 3 pounds?
Between 1 and 6.
1 and 6 pounds. Let's just say 3 pounds. A plant does 3 pounds of marijuana. So you're talking 300 pounds of marijuana in 100 plant grow.
Usually, what's going on here is it's an entire family. It's not one person. In my case, it's what I've seen and the clients I have, which are about 15 or 20 of them, they are usually 6 or 7 for 40 plants. So it's who has it, and here's where we get into some constitutional issues, and it gets involved in both what Trish is talking about, which is the rights of the non-growers versus the rights of the growers, and how government is entitled to pass laws which infringe upon the civil rights of individuals.
Easy guy.
Yeah, and it's perfectly legal. That's what most citizens don't understand. It's perfectly legal for government to pass a law that infringes upon your civil rights as long as government meets certain requirements. And in the instance of equal protection, they have to do something called strict scrutiny. And Trish will remember this from working in this. You have to look very carefully at the rights you're infringing upon, and do they affect that person? You're not entitled to affect their rights unless there is a very, very good reason. And that's where we're at, and that's where the fight is going to go, on whether or not Shasta County, whether or not the government has followed the rules and regulations and used a proper strict scrutiny to pass the laws they passed.
Well, the biggest complaint that people bring up is these people have their growing marijuana next door. It's ruining my lifestyle because of the smells, the dogs or whatever, but the odor is making it so I can't use my swamp cooler, or it's really infringing on my rights. I mean, you know, if you can stop companies from polluting the air, why can't you stop? If they were burning leaves, let me put it that way. If they were burning leaves and all that smoke was coming into your yard, could you stop them from doing that?
I don't believe so.
As a matter of fact, if it's on a burn day, we still have burning ordinances. I don't know what it is in the city of Reading, but I know in the city of Anderson, the idiots can get their smudge pile going in their backyard.
But on certain days, but how long does the pot growing season last? Months?
Well, it was my understanding, and maybe, and I was listening to you guys on the break, but my understanding was there's only about a 6-week period where it is extremely pungent, and that is sometime in September through October, and that is when it's really bad.
And 6 weeks of that, when you can't open your garage or you go out to get in your car that's been in your garage, and it smells like you've been smoking in it all night long, or your bedroom window is open and you get this headache because you're smelling this. 6 weeks is a long time.
And I think that's the point, is at what point does...
And I think that's exactly what I was discussing, which government does have the right to infringe if using this strict scrutiny test, they can do this. Because you're talking about a set of individuals which are ill. That's the ones you want to infringe upon. They are a protected class. So they get special scrutiny, regardless of, what the rest of us think, that's what the Constitution says.
But Mike, in all instances, when you've got a house, where you've got the odor, pretty clearly neither one of them have a medical problem, and there's a lot of traffic coming and going with those plants, there's something there besides medicinal growing.
That could be on cases like that. Again, Each one is an individual case, and as I said, the people I know would be more than willing to assist if they knew, and if they knew where, and the big ones are big. I mean, we're talking 1,100 to 2,000 plants, and they're all around us in the mountains still. And those are the ones we need to get rid of, because they're the ones that are using the pesticides and rhodogain and other things and ruining our forests.
The one of the things too is, if you got a question for Mike, if you want to weigh in on the 605-4567, one of the comments in here is, without the underground economy of pot, Shasta County would be far less populated.
We were discussing that
let me break in as one other thing is, when Linda was in the post office during the end of the season, she says she walks in and she's going, my God, she's looking around, she's thinking, are people smoking in here? And one of the post office employees said, oh no, we're shipping this stuff out, tons of this stuff out daily, because people were mailing it all over the world, and you could smell the marijuana. So I'm thinking, well, is there that many sick people in the world? No. I mean, it could be, I guess. But they're shipping it out through the post office, and, it's protected mail and all this. So,
well, let's be honest. We are the Napa Mendocino of marijuana.
Oh.
You can grow the very best in the entire world here in this area.
If you take a plane ride in a small plane up around Shasta County in a certain time of the year, I mean, they just stand out.
Look at Google Maps. Go to Google Maps. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere.
All right. Hey, our guest is Mike Shively. We're here talking about, we talked about how, people were complaining so much about this. We're talking about the big grows, which were a big, problem. Those are the cartels are doing that. The ones that Mike has gotten involved with are that, the 30 to 100 plant people, and they came to him as they believed that their rights were being stomped on by the government for passing these laws. And that's what, when we come back after this break, we want to talk about the initiative and what that initiative says, and what, you know, what do people want here in this area, and is it something that it's going to be passed? It's in the Democratic plank for this year for running and for the Democrats in California, legalizing marijuana, just like they did in Colorado and Washington. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani takes great pride on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock. And here it is, fair prices. That's right. He doesn't gouge you because ammo is scarce. He finds it. He stays up to 4 o'clock in the morning. He gets it in there and he charges good prices, fair prices. Whether you're selecting a long gun or a pistol, getting your weapons worked on, getting your firearms worked on, Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. Our guest, Mike Shively, we're talking marijuana and the civil rights portion of the marijuana and the laws that are being passed and what's happening with the initiative when we get back, Trish Clark and myself. KCNR 1460.
Everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. How do you like our new format? Less breaks, more talk. I like it. Makes it harder. So you have to be a little patient with me as I run in our live reads here from these people that we do a live read. These are people that we do business with and they keep this station on the air, our advertisers. So need to be a little, you know, if you say, oh, wait a minute, how can you do that? Well, that's why, but this way we still get more talk in, a lot more talk, and I didn't realize how much more until we really jumped into this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership right down on 555 Cypress Avenue. There's no reason to leave town to get a great deal on a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. You head on down to Redding Crown Motors. They've got great deals, great sales going on right now. Give them a call, 223-2177. And I'll tell you what, Crown Motors supports a lot of great things in this town, including Reading Rodeo. All right, our guest, Mike Shively, and of course, Trish Clark, of course, is with me. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Mike has several clients that are involved in the initiative for the marijuana, to hold the law that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors passed. Let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning. Do you have a question? Good morning, Jan. Do you have a question?
I was wondering. We put a new roof on our house 2 years ago, and we had to get a permit for it. Yet my neighbors can have hundreds of pot plants with no permit required at all. I'm wondering if that might be a solution to require them to get a permit. One thing I've also not heard mentioned is we lived in fear for a summer. Sometimes people find out about these pot grows, and they break into the nearest house thinking it's yours.
Okay.
So we were worried one whole summer that they'd think it was our pot grove and break into our house.
Okay, that's a good point.
Just out of curiosity, do you live in an incorporated city or out in the unincorporated area?
I live out in the unincorporated area.
Thank you, Jen.
They're not growing it now, so the problem's kind of over, but it was a problem for a whole summer. We couldn't smell it, but the way it was located was up behind our house, and it turned out they weren't even on their property.
That's cool. Okay, thanks, Jan.
Okay, nice to meet you, Jan. Okay, per minute. Okay, Jan, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, Mike, we talked about...
Well, that's just a concern I have. There's so much money involved, most of it cash, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. People get stupid for that amount of money.
People get stupid over $10.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bigger problem with that, and that is the banking issue, and that the cash is a problem, and... Eric Holder did make a somewhat of an attempt last month to resolve the problem, but again, he did somewhat of the same thing and leaving it in such a way he did not provide the banks with enough assurance that they would not be charged with crimes.
If they started using the marijuana money, bringing it in.
Exactly.
Okay.
And since every single major bank has been charged with money laundering in the last 5 years, including HSBC, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, and Chase, maybe they are a bit reluctant at the moment unless they get those assurances.
Yes. Let's talk about the initiative real quick. We got about 8 minutes left. One of the things you said during the break, Mike, was, you know, you're not saying anything about the city of Reading.
No, I'm not saying anything about the city of Reading. I think that zoning laws are necessary. I mean, otherwise we have anarchy. The zoning laws for the city of Reading makes sense.
And
the city of Anderson, because they're residential areas, as opposed to this county of Shasta is not a residential area. It is the unincorporated portion by definition. And those are where farms are. And farms are smelly, stinky places.
And in fact, we have an ordinance in Shasta County which notifies people when they move next to a farm that you're moving next to a farm and it's going to smell. You need to know that.
And that should be the proper use of our zoning laws for these issues. We should embrace this. The economic impact of marijuana in our county is beyond what you have any imagination. of how much it's affecting just the mom and pop small businesses are all getting an improvement in their lifestyle from what is going on in this county.
And a lot of it's just cash, and if it was turned into a system where it could be accounted for and taxed like everybody else's income, it could be profitable for the whole county.
It's the old adage from Ronald Reagan that a tide raises all boats, and that's what is occurring now. It's bringing us out of a recession, and if we try to stop it, it's not going to work anyway.
It's going to go underground.
Not only that, but we're already on the road to legalization, and it's clearly coming.
Mike, the initiative, what's the initiative say for people? You know, because some people thought, this just tells me they can grow it anywhere, and that's not what the initiative is it?
No, it is not. The initiative was simply to stop the counties placing into effect the ordinance they passed, which outlawed all outdoor grows. That is all it's going to do. A new initiative is either going to have to be written, or we are going to, right now we are back on the old law. So, it is still too restrictive for the medical community, where you can have only 6 plants on up to a certain amount of acreage. It's now we're back to the old acreage issue.
Okay.
So basically the initiative that's going to be on the November ballot simply states that the recent action taken by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is null and void.
Correct.
And we go back to the other law, which you state needs to be changed because it's too restrictive for medical marijuana.
Correct.
The argument, it's a gateway drug. Marijuana is a drug that everybody uses, and then they go on to other things.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's been so discounted by so many scientists and doctors. It doesn't even have any basis in reality. I mean, so does milk. Okay. I drank milk before I drank alcohol. I think, was that a gateway drug to my alcohol?
I think Linda says something about coffee. If you're addicted to coffee, you know, and because, you know, not that Linda doesn't use drugs, but she also argues in the sense of, you know, and here's where I guess I come from is I believe in personal responsibility, and you can, you know, if you keep it from kids, just like you do tobacco or alcohol or firearms, and you get people that are trying to exploit children, you cut their hands off. But until they can become old enough to make those decisions, I'm kind of like the kind is, if you want to use meth, but don't expect me to take care of you.
Absolutely. The overuse of any narcotic drug, alcohol, is a medical problem. It is not a legal problem unless it affects something that does that. And our attempt to use a prohibition has created crime rather than solving it.
If you have a person that's addicted or under the influence of alcohol or marijuana on the job, they can be treated exactly the same. I mean, if a guy shows up high on marijuana to the workplace, even if it's legal, if he's working and doing it, you can still prosecute him or send him home or fire him without retribution, just like you could if he was drunk.
Absolutely. The case came out 2 years ago directly on point saying not only that, but they can still say, we don't care what your doctor says. We can fire you just because you use marijuana because that's what we choose to do.
Well, and if you're if they're looking at equipment operation, those kind of things, certainly the business has got to be able
absolutely.
To prohibit
and it makes
the
sense,
use.
And it makes perfect sense.
Just like you would anything.
Correct.
Any type of drugs. All right. You know, Mike, this is, I'm in a quandary about some things. You know, I believe in, you know, people's rights. And, what you've said is inside the city limits. You've got to have zoning. And you can't, you know, but you can't grow stuff there. But on the other hand, you go out and you, have 10 acres of your own farm and you choose to grow this, not to grow it because, and what was the reasoning behind, from the county? Was that it was illegal. Or that it was a nuisance.
From attending 2 Board of Supervisors meetings, I didn't get a clear, true reason when I attempted at one point to discuss it with Mr. Baugh that he was given improper legal definitions of the case law. He didn't want to hear it from me. So,
Mr. Baugh didn't want to hear it from you? I can't imagine.
Our guest is Mike Shively, who is representing a number of people here, and you're helping them with, you're giving them legal advice on both the initiative and other things,
and if they've been charged with illegally growing.
One of the things you pointed out in the unincorporated area, and I think that's where zoning comes in, because certainly we have areas in the unincorporated area that are communities, Cottonwood.
Absolutely.
Residential area, Shingletown, Bernie, all those places are unincorporated areas. So we still have to go to our zoning and common sense to say it has to be a piece of property larger than before you can do it, just not that you're in the unincorporated area.
Unfortunately, in order to do that, both sides have to talk to each other.
And that's where it has to come.
In our last 2 minutes, is that's one of the things is there's a – if we're going to be here, if this is going to be it, and the feds have backed off, even though they haven't changed some of their rules. if you say you use marijuana, you can't buy a weapon. You can't buy a firearm if it says you use it. And, you know, whether you like it or not, it's not Jones' fault or Bosciani's fault or anybody's fault.
It's the law.
It's the law. So there's got to be something in here. You know, here's the dangerous part of Mike Shively. He gets you nodding your head up and down. He might think,
I think it's great. You can reach some agreements and some common ground.
Yeah.
It's nice talking to you guys.
Well, it's great having you on. It's not the last time, because as we go through this, I'd like to, as we're bringing up both sides, have you back on, of course, maybe a couple of other people. Tomorrow, Mark Beecham's going to be on, and Mark, his way of looking at things are always unique and fresh. Yeah. And, I just have to make sure I don't have any politicians on at the same time Mark is, or this, there's blood on the floor.
I've had some great interviews with Mark, and
Mark is a great guy. He is. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us today. Remember tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They've reopened a stretch of the Ohio Turnpike between Toledo and Cleveland. It was closed yesterday after a series of accidents involving dozens of vehicles during a blinding snowstorm. Ashley Gawitza lives near the turnpike.
There was literally just a huge boom. My entire house shook. There was another huge boom, and then it just like a bunch of kind of like fireworks in the distance going off.
She talked with Toledo's WTVG-TV. Three people killed in the pileups. A state trooper was seriously hurt. Two people are in critical condition after a suspected drunken driver crashed through barricades at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, killing two people, injuring 23. Also at SRNnews.com, the latest in the hunt for the Malaysia Airlines 777.
We're absolutely nowhere with the search for the missing airliner.
Independent aviation analyst Chris Yates.